Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. And on a Hertz Day, you know, we just win.
Yeah, I was going to make the same joke, Spike.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I feel pretty good. It is Hertz Day. I have that right today. Yesterday, I thought it was Hertz Day. No, it's today.
That'd be Baby Ruth Taylor.
Wow, he's starting that
yeah,
early.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So all right. Disrespectful.
Set the tone for what the show is going to be like today. Yep. I'm doing pretty good, though, man. Listen, happy that I did not stay up for that game last night.
I did.
It's a series win. All I remember is positive things. I don't even remember that game last night. So it doesn't even matter to me. Jackie Baseball, we got Red October right around the corner. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I tell you what. I was able to catch a little bit of a cat nap. 8:45 to 9:30, putting walk down. I was like, perfect. Get to be locked in for this one. What a stinker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
total stinker.
What a stinker.
Total stinker. People started tweeting me in the seventh inning asking if I was still up. And so they wanted me to go to bed because I had the previous two nights and it caused
the
win.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's what that is.
Wouldn't do it. I stayed up till the end. So I'm the reason the Phillies lost last night. You know, what's the magic number for the two seed? Is it four? Okay. We'll get to more of that in High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report. Big show, as always, on a football Thursday. Shil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4.
Mayo.
So I want to take you back 1 week, Ike.
Okay.
1 week on this program, I asked a question about the Chiefs game. I said, let me give you two options. Option number one, the Eagles win, but it's ugly, and the problems, the issues we saw on offense don't look fixed, but we get the win. Option two, the offense looks good again, and we happen to lose a hard-fought game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And everybody said to me they would take the ugly win over the pretty loss, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And here we are a week later. And I know that we're happy they won the game, but if I were to ask you, do you feel any better about the team after that game on Sunday? Most people would probably say, I don't know. We're all still asking this question about the passing offense. And by the way, the offense in general, it's not like the rushing game is humming either. So here we are 1 week later with the context of what we had on Sunday. And Ike, I'm going to ask you the same question. We have the Rams on Sunday. It's a revenge game for the Rams. They're a good team, big game. And I would ask you, you have two choices for the Rams game on Sunday. And I'm asking you, listening, 215-592-9494. Option number one, they win the game, but it essentially looks just like the Chiefs game. They can't throw the ball. They run the ball. Meh. The defense makes some big stops. Whatever, they beat the Rams. Option number two, they lose the game, but we see a fully functional offense. Mm-hmm. Saquon's running all over the place. Jalen's throwing the ball all over the place. They're doing it. We're seeing the offense we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you taking?
I'll take the win every time.
Oh.
I don't even need to think about it.
Really?
Take the W every time. Because ultimately, as much as people like yourself, and even I at times get annoyed with it.
Yeah.
But I'm also a believer in it. A win is a win. And I'll take the win. And I'll be upset about it. I'll gladly comb through it, have some constructive criticism.
Yep.
Point my finger where I feel like it needs to be pointed at. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have the comfort of knowing it's a W.
Okay.
And it's in the W column. I can't get to 13-4 without stacking up wins.
You can't get to 13-4 without losing four games either, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so
that's a fair point.
Yeah. So here's you talked about comfort. I get it. The comfort of having the third win. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking about a different kind of comfort because I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about winning a Super Bowl.
Ah.
And as I look through the rest of the season, I say to myself, what would benefit, what would make me feel more comfortable moving forward? Them getting that win. Or me seeing, releasing the pressure that we felt all week, you know? And it has been, you know, people are happy they won. I think we're all happy they won. But there is this nagging feeling of, are we going to be able to score enough points this mm-hmm. year? And I think I would sacrifice the win. I'm not saying I'm opting for the.
Did you say acceptable loss?
I'm not saying acceptable loss.
Please don't say acceptable
loss. No, but what I am saying is, if you gave me a choice, an ugly game that looked like Sunday, that, you know, that I'm looking at this team and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how they're going to compete for a Super Bowl this year if they can't move the ball at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or they lose the game and the offense looks functional. The offense looks good. The offense reminds me of the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. That is going to make me feel better about the team winning a Super Bowl than them just going out and figuring out a way to win on Sunday. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that runs out. I think that luck runs out. Not luck, but, you know, you're trying to win everything
sure.
by the skin of your teeth. That's a hard thing to do in this league.
Now, again, if this was week 8, week 9, and it was a different sort of feeling around the team, maybe I would have a different answer for you. But you're talking about just getting to 3-0 through this stretch of games against these opponents. I'll take the W's primarily because I have enough road ahead of me
to figure out the other
things. Yes. So it's one thing if you're coming down late in the season and you don't have that much roadway ahead of you. I feel like I got enough roadway ahead of me that they still have enough time to get this thing together. I'm still holding out belief that this will change. I haven't resigned to the fact that this is what it's going to be every week.
So and my,
I promise you it's going to be different, but I'm just not accepting it right now.
Are we lowering? We went from 240 a game to 225 a game.
And I'm back up to 240.
240.
Because I realized what I did. Remember last year?
Yes.
The numbers were lower.
Yes.
So I really was comparing it to last year. This year the numbers are higher. And I can't look at Daniel Jones for 275 yards a game.
No turnover.
He just got in the new offense.
Right?
He's with a new team.
Yes.
He's with his third team in 2 years. Did he start the season with the Giants and ended up with the Vikings?
Yes.
That's how that worked.
That's how that
and
worked.
And then he nails with the damn Colts.
Yes.
And he's looking good, and they're 2-0.
He is.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can't accept. What are we, 120? 120, what is that, 125?
A game, yes.
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
94 net passing.
I need a 240. I need him back. I need 240 a game.
So, 215-592-9494. I'm giving you a choice. You get the win. It looks ugly like Sunday, or they lose, but the offense looks good and fully functional. It reminds you of the good parts of last year. And the only thing I'll ask you is I need you to be honest today. I need you to be honest.
Tell the truth Thursday.
Tell the truth Thursday. I need you to not beat your... And that's, I'm not saying that's what Ike's doing, because I believe what Ike is saying.
Correct.
But I need you to not just beat your chest and go, oh, whatever it takes to win, blah, 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 blah. I want the deepest depths of your soul.
No, what you got to do is accept that that's what most people care about.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who you think feel better, they team feel better, the Eagles or the Giants?
Well, the Eagles.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So the Giants had that great offensive game, and then they got hit with that dagger. Like,
it's a different situation. It's a different situation.
I don't know, but that's the thing. If that would have happened to us on Sunday, I would feel worse. You know why? Because I'd be like, we had one of the best offensive games we'd have seen this team ever had, and we got a loss. Nah, I'll take my W's. You know what I'm saying? That's cute and all. You know, I want the passing game to get better too, but I'm never, ever going to care about looking good over getting no win. That's a loser mentality. I ain't calling you no loser. I'm not calling Jack no loser. I ain't calling nobody no loser. I'm just saying if anybody comes on the station saying they rather look pretty and get and throw the ball over the field and more important than winning the game.
Hold on. It's not about looking pretty. And I appreciate you're getting better and better at arguing because that is a interesting way to frame what I'm saying. It's not about looking pretty. It's about the rushing game hasn't looked good, the passing game hasn't looked good, and if those things look good on Sunday, I can have a more optimistic outlook for the rest of the year.
You know what? It's Thursday. We about to get a is that what y'all wanted to see game on Sunday? You know
I think so.
We about to get down Sunday.
I'll take that.
Rams, look, they secondary hurt. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing a lot of talking. Verse talking about he want to see us and all that. See, everybody say, see, this was funny. The whole national media talking about the Rams is coming with revenge, right? Mm-hmm. I thought the Chiefs was coming with revenge too. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody coming with revenge. So we going to see on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Matt Stafford, you know what I'm saying? You know when you go up against Jalen Carter, he sling you around like a rag doll. You know that. And that already hurt. You know what I'm saying? And we got big Z Smith out there. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Virtuoso coming on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wanted to see game coming on Sunday. Also, look, I got to put this out there. My quarterback, you heard the way he was talking yesterday? That's maturity. Because he usually, I will say this, you know, I'm a Jalen guy. We usually, last year, we didn't get a lot of press conferences like that. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Really? What did he say? What did he say?
We didn't say anything profound. Okay.
What I'm saying is, last year, we didn't get a lot of, that's on me. That's
right. Sure, yes.
Yeah. Like, last year was out of, we got to get better. We got to do, it was, I'm responsible. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know, and that's what I like. Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Put it whatever bet plus three touchdowns, whatever is coming Sunday.
Thank you for the call, Corey. I actually one thing I saw in the Jalen presser, and he didn't say anything. But I do acknowledge he did say that. He did take some of the
and
onus
different
on
tone
him.
To yeah. it, yes.
The tone is that he in the press conferences last year. Jalen looked like he had a disdain for everyone asking him a question.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't think he looked that way. I think Jordan Mailata has said on Jordan Mailata show two straight weeks now that Jalen's sort of vibe and presentation and how vocal he is different this year than previous years. And I think that has extended to the press conferences. I don't think he's still, just like Nick, they don't say anything.
No.
But he doesn't look like he is pained to be there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look annoyed at the questions that are being asked of him.
He's not short with the answers.
Yeah,
he's not he's not snippy.
Right. Yeah.
The weight has been lifted off his shoulders.
Yeah, right? And he said that once.
Yeah, the weight has been lifted off his shoulders. So I actually can enjoy listening to him a little bit more than listening to what we heard when he was guarded and sort of defensive and you know, that sort of thing. I do agree. I think most of his press conferences this year, even though he's not about to give you any secrets to the recipe, there's still a different tone and feeling when he's up there talking.
Yeah.
Now, will that change after a couple losses and that sort of thing? Maybe. But I think winning the Super Bowl and being a Super Bowl MVP, he has that in his back pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
He has that in his back pocket. Yeah. Believe me, when you're an athlete, real quick, when you're an athlete, right, there's always a small hint of insecurity in us.
Sure.
And so we need confirmation that we are as good as we think we are or should be or what have you. And when people start questioning you, you're going to get defensive, you're going to become guarded, all of those things. So he accomplished what his ultimate goal was. And so that lifts a burden off of his shoulders. It gives him the ability to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It gives him that ability because you can't take that away from me. I did this.
I already got it.
Before then, you could say things like that. He's not capable of winning. You can't win with a quarterback like that. Like, he doesn't have to worry about that stuff anymore. So I think there's a sense of calmness that has come over him. And I think when he comes into these pressers, he feels that way. He can be engaging. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. He's a little more engaging.
Yes.
He's never going to get up there and tell a bunch of jokes. He's going to give you his one-liners. He's going to give you his cliches.
Yep.
But at least you don't walk away from it feeling like he's looking down upon you, or
yes,
you feel like you're asking questions that's beneath him.
And I think
he had a little bit to that in him in 23.
And I'm not some great defender of the Eagles beat writers. Trust me. I bury them as much as anybody. But we're going to get better questions out of them if they don't feel like the person that's answering the questions is just going to
shut down
and berate
yes
them.
Yep.
And on some level, they are the conduit between the athlete and us.
Yep.
So if they're doing their jobs the way they should be asking the questions that we want to know the answers to.
Mm-hmm.
So when the athlete, and this is why I got annoyed with Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons,
mm-hmm,
when the reporters were asking them questions that we wanted to know the answer to, when Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons were scoffing at them, they were scoffing at us,
yes,
in some way.
Yes.
So the
I've never been more offended by anyone than those two right there.
Yes, they were the worst.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah, Doc really made me mad at him, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we were the crazy ones. You know?
Yes.
215-592-9494. Chris and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Boy, oh boy. Ike, I don't know how you do it.
Neither does he.
Doing this already.
I don't know how Hugh Douglas does it on the earlier show.
And how does John Ritchie do it?
The apple just doesn't fall far from the tree. Spike,
we don't have to do that.
You seriously just crossed the line and lost your mind, Spike.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you think for 1 minute we're going to believe that if the Eagles lose this week, but they look good losing, that next week you're going to be feeling great about this team.
I didn't say that.
I mean, listen, I understand you need the clickbait.
No, all right. Timeout.
There it
is. Chris. We're going to do timeout right here. You're in timeout right now. First of all, there's nothing to click on. I'm just talking on the radio. Second of all, I didn't say that next week I would be in a good mood and celebrating anything. I am thinking about the long-term prospects of the Philadelphia Eagles winning a Super Bowl this year. Their offense for the first two games has not looked good at all. Their running game hasn't looked good. Their passing game hasn't looked good. My point here isn't that I want them to lose or I'm okay with losing. My point here is that I will feel better about their long-term prospects if I see the offense clicking in a way that it hasn't clicked, because I think they'll be able to go further. So you can do the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's, you know what that is? That's clickbait. You can insult me personally. You can say that I'm lying. You can do all of those things. What you should do is, if you disagree with me, you should tell me why you disagree with me instead of insulting me.
I'll tell you why if you give me a chance.
Well,
is your point that if they lose this week 37-34 in a shootout and Hurts throws for four touchdowns and our defense gets shredded and we lose, your point is that's you'll feel better about our chances to win at the Super Bowl when you watch our defense get shredded?
Did I say that? At what point, Chris, you've listened to the whole show up until this point, right?
You said
you
no,
would
no,
feel
Chris,
better
Chris, yes or no? You've listened to the whole show up until this point, right?
Well, the whole show's been 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. At what point did I say I would feel good if the defense got shredded?
Well,
right? I didn't say that. And of course I would be concerned if the defense got shredded. Of course I would. What I am telling you is that I will feel better if their offense looks functional on Sunday. I would take that over an ugly win like they had last Sunday. Yes, I would. It would make me feel better about the team.
In the last 19 games, they're 18-1. The offense has been functional enough. It actually turns out, like, please support me on this.
Okay.
The defense wins championships.
People forget that.
Damn right.
So if they win this week 17-13, and the offense is still as dysfunctional as you think it is, well, but they win.
Is it,
and
is it or out, is it not?
And we now have the number one defense in the league,
okay,
just like we did last year.
Okay.
And just because our team won the Super Bowl last year with a defense that totally dominated that game, and the offense was the beneficiary of that.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Is the defense the same this year as it was last year?
It's got the potential to be better.
Is it the same?
Right now, at this point in the season, it's better.
Okay.
Go back and fact check me.
Okay, Chris. You're not talking about the defense at the beginning of last season. You're talking about the defense that won the Super Bowl.
The team is right now, and their chances to win a Super Bowl. And I'll take a team with a mediocre offense and a dominant defense any day.
Well, that's fine, but it's not that, Chris. That's fine, but it's not the question I asked. So it's not the question I asked. I don't think the defense is going to be dominant. I think they're going to be good. I think they probably
won't
be dominant.
But that means they can't be dominant.
Sure. They could be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put
my
money.
Nobody thought they would have been last year.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. All I ask is that you engage with me about the topic we are talking about. When you start off with, you're just like, by the way, my dad would have never said this as far as Apple falling far from the tree.
They should have been berating people for not celebrating the wins enough.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, an Eagles-related thing that has to do with Shedeur Sanders. You remember? The buzz was about the draft. Could the Eagles take Shedeur? Is this a possibility? We were given a little bit more insight from a national pundit. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.